Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Hitchcock wasn't the only artist to make pronouncements about his art that you can't always count on.
Ellington has a lyric which says, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Swing, of course, is that hard to define but easy to feel rhythmic quality that propels a jazz tune forward. Some musicians take Ellington's slogan as gospel, but Duke didn't. For him, swing was a device, not the whole point of music. He wrote some beautiful pieces that don't swing at all. Now, don't get me wrong. The concept of swing is central to jazz and is one of its greatest pleasures. That's why some folks can't understand how a musician who doesn't swing can have anything to contribute. He might, but it may take a while. That's Dave Burrell playing Jelly Roll Morton's 1923 composition, The Pearls. When Jelly Roll was around, his detractors said he couldn't swing and he couldn't really play the piano, so who cares? But 50 years after his death, Morton's compositions were being played more than ever by everyone from Dixieland bands to the conservative young pianist Marcus Roberts. Dave Burrell plays Morton on his new album, The Jelly Roll Joys, on the Gazelle label. Here's some more of The Pearls. One reason Morton is more popular than ever is his pieces are intricately structured with several contrasting themes. That's something he got from jazz's roots in ragtime and march music. Even musicians who think swing is everything can get tired of hearing one solo after another on the same chords all the time. Jelly Roll Morton wanted jazz to be richer and more varied than that, but his ambition had a price. The musicians he used weren't always comfortable with his complex ideas. Still, those early, sometimes awkward performances smoothed the way for later ones like Dave Burrell's. Without those old recordings, younger players couldn't hear what Morton was aiming at. And now for something completely different. That's music by composer Anthony Braxton, whose position in jazz now is similar to Morton's half a century ago. Braxton writes difficult and challenging music that stretches his players and the expressive range of jazz itself, but all some folks hear is that it's not always swinging. Braxton's new album of orchestra pieces, Eugene 1989, on the Black Saint label, suggests the problem may not be the music itself, but finding musicians to do it justice. Eugene 1989 is far better than Braxton big band records from the 1970s, even though the Northwest Creative Orchestra is made up mostly of young and obscure players from Oregon. This band is obviously well-rehearsed, but that's not the only reason it sounds good. Braxton's been around for 20 years now, and players are beginning to grow into his music. As they become familiar with this complex phrasing, they can relax enough to swing this stuff. You can hear that process happening with this orchestra. Eventually, Braxton will be assimilated into the mainstream just like Jelly Roll Morton. Tentative as some of those earlier Braxton big band performances may have been, they pointed out new possibilities for creative musicians. So remember, it can still mean a lot, even if it ain't got you-know-what.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.